the girls next door.
Hey. I know, we just had a hard, like, it's a lot of stuff going on.
Girl.
Right now.
It is.
Like, I mean, it's just crazy. And then what happened to you before you got here? Oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm going to put that out there.
So, leaving my house, me and Kenesha coming down, stupid dark ass Rippon, then ran into four deer. Like they were congregating in the middle of the road, like they was playing a game of cards, right? And I come around the curve, it's dark as fuck, and it was just like, do, and they were just gone. And I kept going. So I called my mother, and I'm telling her, I'm like, I hit four deer, and I think that my bumper scratched. I'm trying to ask my dad, like, how much, if it's worth me filing a claim or not, right? My mom like, well, did you stop? I said, to do what? Give motherfucking CPR to the deer? Hell no. She said they got to be moved. By who?
Because I hope she don't think he was moving it. Because you are.
Well, that's
know.
Dedication. Because she made it here. She kept, she rolled through the motherfucking.
Well, did you like see him like at the last moment? Like, how do you know that there were four?
Because they were lined up, right, me?
And they just stopped. Like, they was just there.
They weren't
like,
even
they
walking.
Chilling. Like,
it was just, the backs of their heads.
My God, y'all.
And it was like,
so you startled them.
And now, I startled them.
And now she has deer blood and hair in her car because
my truck.
Of course, because you know, like I went and looked at it, like
at the grill.
Yeah, at the grill.
No, the grill's good. That's the first thing I said.
What I'm talking about is the hair embedded in the grill.
The bumper has like a 3 to 4 inch gash. Crack, and it's got deer blood and hair, and oh my God!
But we love y'all, and we here. She still
she
made
still
it.
She still made it.
Oh yes, dedication.
Bambi did not make
say
it.
She still. Oh, what about me?
Okay, you made it.
You made it too.
I'm sorry. You made it too. I'm sorry.
You're like, I was in the car too. God damn.
I'm sorry. You here too. I'm sorry.
It's always something with me.
Well, how was y'all outside of your eventful week or Thursday? How was your weekend last weekend?
Well, my weekend was wonderful. You know, we
mine was too. Mine was too.
We had the Capricorn birthday bash, the goats, and you know, a little too much Remy.
I had Casamigos.
Right.
I had Amigos in my Casa,
and it left me with bruises, and I fell out the car, and I fell in the club, and
fell in the club.
I don't remember anything after.
I don't remember you falling. In the
I don't
club.
Remember anything after me.
Down
and you
the
took
steps.
A picture.
Her and Rachelle, like the deer.
Like I don't remember anything after me.
It's
you
the
taking
sound
a picture
for me.
Right. They said you fell in the club. You fell at your house. My neighbor sent me a video.
You feel like great.
My neighbor. Like was like Stacey, this is she's like Stacey, this is you, and I'm just calling to make sure that you was good, and I'm like, I'm good, but my whole body is sore. Like,
I bet
I turned 39 wonderfully. It will just say that it
was, I had a ball. I don't think I failed, but I definitely, like, first of all, the bottles came late,
super late.
You know what I'm saying? Chandy had the whole family and friends taking over the entire stage. Okay. And so, because there was so many people in our section, and a lot of people ordered bottles or whatever, like, the bottles came late. And I'm looking at Carrie looking at me, I'm looking at Carrie looking at me, and I'm like, we got to finish this bottle. And she was like, well, I was already going, you know, take the joint out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, nah, fuck that. We gonna finish this bottle. So I'm pouring. I see Stacey pouring the Remy. I'm pouring the Amigos into my coffee. And then before you know, I was dusted. Like, I just remember I just was dancing. And I just didn't stop dancing. I think I felt like I was about to make love to Chandy in the club.
Oh, you
got the choking on me. Hey, listen.
Y'all did.
Chandy, if you out there listening, we officially go together, bro. Choke me in the club. We're official.
Yep.
You're my girl. Sorry.
Y'all were getting
over y'all videos. It was like y'all was having a porn scene.
And I was right next to
her.
Like,
yes, and it was Curry. Curry's porn. I was like, yeah. Hey, y'all look like I had fun.
Well, speaking of doing wild and crazy shit with your friends, that takes us right into today's episode title. It's Giving Birds of a Feather.
Yes.
As far as current events, y'all know we always start off every episode talking about current events, but it wasn't really no current events popping this week.
It was a dry. It was a dry week,
which is good.
Like yeah. I think it was some stuff about Kanye, and it was some stuff about Ari a couple of times. I think she's trying to get her fan base back up because she's been sweet, and you know Cardi B, I think, is like paying for funerals for that fire or whatever. Like
it wasn't really nothing besides today. Last night the Boosters was boosting.
Oh yeah,
the Boosters.
And the what store was
City
it?
City Center. They was yeah. in the Montclair store. They just walked in there and just took whatever they like.
And sprayed the pepper sprayed the security guard.
The security guard.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Oh, they went hard in the paint.
They went hard.
Because them coats is like 1800. I just looked them up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like wow.
Mm-hmm. What? I was. Somebody said we having some technical difficulties with a link. I don't know.
What type of link?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. I'm waiting for her to text me back. I know one thing. People need to stop calling this phone.
Okay. Your Facebook is live.
Facebook live? We live?
We good.
Okay. I don't know.
IG, you hear us?
Let us know if y'all can hear us. Anybody say
I think they can.
I think they can hear us.
Ain't nobody say shit.
No.
Okay.
Maybe Nick is on,
so Nick will tell us if she could hear us.
Oh, somebody just said something. Somebody said yes. We good.
Yeah. Okay, we good.
Oh, I don't know what happened then.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, Booby. I'll text you, girl. Right. All right. But again, like, I mean, I ain't seen nothing like worth really talking about.
Right.
Like, so we just move on.
We just going. We don't even have our celebrity concierge here today. You know, she at home. So yeah, let's just keep it moving. All right. So it's giving birds of a feather. They say they flock together.
I really don't like that name though. But when people,
you mean a name or you talking about the phrase? Like you don't like the phrase.
I don't like the. I'm sorry, the phrase. Oh, when people say that, I don't like it because. You know, with the group of us, we're all different, mm-hmm. but we do have things that we do like that we all like that like similarities yeah. that brings us together. But just because she a hoe don't mean I'm a hoe. So like, don't. I hate that. Like,
that's usually used when they're talking about like hoe shit.
Yeah, I had a dude tell me, well, you know how your friends are. I looked at him and said, what the fuck does that got to do with Stacey? Right. Like, you said friends, not Stacey. Mm. So like, I don't know. I just don't. When do say that?
I think it's a trash ass phrase too, because personally, I feel like it boxes you in, and all my friendship circles, we are so diverse. Like, guess we got shit in common. That's what made us come together. But we all got our strengths. You know what I'm saying? We all have our separate weaknesses. Yeah. We all have our separate strengths. Like, like you said, Carrie, it's mostly associated with motherfuckers who try to use it in a negative connotation when it comes to being a hoe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, oh, you going out with your hoe-ass friends. Like, I can have hoe-ass friends and not be a hoe.
Right.
Or I can be the hoe-ass friend and you don't have to be the hoe.
Right. Like, exactly. It's stages. Like, it's levels.
It is levels. It's a lot of gray areas. It's just not black and white. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a stupid-ass phrase. But, you know what I'm saying? We like to do controversial shit, so that's why we chose it for the episode name. Fuck it.
So,
what do you think, man?
Me.
Do you think birds of a feather flock together?
Sometimes we do.
Damn.
So, that's exactly what it is. Like, if y'all feel any type of way, so the fuck what? Like, we flock.
I mean, that's true, too.
We flock any type of way we want to. Sometimes we might, you know, flock up and pull up on your ass, nigga.
She said
you know
flock up.
But at the end of the day, shit. You know what I'm saying? However they
ready
take
flock
it.
Up. You ready to flock up?
That's that similarity,
though. You
gotta
do the Birdman
exactly
call,
like
too.
Hey, that pull up game is that similarity,
like,
though.
However they look at us, it doesn't matter to me. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like that saying is just what it is. But it's not true. You know, we all got our whole shit that we do. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm quite sure that these men do, too, so... Mm. Hey,
December is flocking.
flocking.
So can that same wording phrase be used for dudes though?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, that shit definitely goes over.
They be flocking and
they don't use it.
Flocking.
They don't use it.
They flock a walker. You get what I'm saying? Like, no.
That's crazy.
All right, so listen. First topic of the evening. Boom. If you caught, because if y'all haven't caught on, this episode is all about, why do I see a whole lot of ceiling? Like, I feel like I just want to tilt that bitch this way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we real down okay. here.
You just okay. lower it.
Yeah, yes. There we go. Hey, there we y'all. Go, y'all. All right. What Nikki talking shit? What she
said? She said fuck boys usually flock together.
Oh, I thought she. Mm-hmm. All she I know. Saw was fuck from Becky. I'm like, oh, Nikki about to go in on this. Hey, Nikki boo.
We okay. miss you.
So listen. So if y'all didn't catch on, today's episode is all about friendships, right? So we're going to talk about various things when it comes to having friends and having a gang of friends. We're going to fix mm-hmm. that. All right. So the first topic is, if you caught your friend's man cheating, so this your homegirl, and you out and about, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, or you got some receipts, I don't know, somebody sent you some shit, I don't know, you caught the man cheating, would you tell your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Hey, y'all better, because you ain't my friend no more, because if not, I'm going to be chew up. So
damn, I feel like you gonna just beat up your friend for knowing that your man cheated.
You daggone right. Cause why wouldn't you?
But what if your man just be cheating all the time and you don't?
I mean, if that's the case, the first time is enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
after that,
what if
you know
somebody who man is always caught.
That's what I said. After you told her the first time, that was enough. You ain't gotta tell her no more. But I feel like the first time, and you know, it's you know, the first time is just enough for me. You know what I'm saying? After that, it's my choice, you get what I'm saying, on what I do. But no, you should still tell. That's the first, you know, rule of having a friend. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't just keep telling me because he cheats so much that I'm not gonna tell. That I nah, you need to tell. Yeah, you need to tell. If but, not, I'm gonna punch you up.
Stacey, quiet. Stacey, what you think?
It's always me. Right?
It's always you, bro. You know, if it ain't you, it's me.
So it's one of those things. I've been in the club. I've been in comedy shows. I've been in a restaurant. I've seen plenty of my friends' dudes with people. And they give me the head nod like, what's up? How you doing? And I just learned that, all right, so if it's a friend I've already told you once and mm-hmm. you didn't do shit yeah. or you looked at me like I was lying, somehow I don't want your dude. I'm giving you that respect to tell you, mm-hmm. hey, right. this what your dude. I seen yep. your dude. Hey, you should know me as your friend that I'm not lying. Because, mm-hmm. like, why would I lie? I'm never telling you again if you do that. Like, if, yeah. if you give me the, oh, bitch, you lying type face, or I get that vibe that you feel like I'm lying, I will never tell you again.
Okay, so what if she believe you, and then they work past it? Because, you know, not
all,
every...
All right, okay, exactly.
She always doesn't,
so,
you know, in
she
relationships.
She believed me, and she took action, but they stayed together, whatever. Every time I seen him, she will know.
Okay.
But I have had friends who I'm friends with today, married friends in the club. Mm-hmm. Hey, Stacey, you want a drink?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is your friend?
Oh, exactly.
How you doing? Mm-hmm. I'll take a tequila sunrise. Mm-hmm. I sure will. I've been in places where I've had friends that do act like they don't even see me.
Okay.
Friends to this day. But my whole thing is, if you're not going to at least address it, or mm-hmm. you're going to do whatever you say you're going to do and you don't do it, I'm not going to waste my breath. Like, I'm just not. And y'all, everybody can say I'm a fucked up friend for it. And
that's
you
not
say,
being a fuck
and
up
you
friend.
Say, that's hey, I no, seen Stacey not. Dude out. Hey, it's going to come back to me eventually.
Guess
so,
what? You Benny and you ain't in it.
Exactly. So that's just how mm-hmm. I truly feel about it. Like, I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. if you take it for what it is, if any type of, I feel like negative vibe to me, mm-hmm. and you try to jump on me. One after I beat your ass, I'm never
why,
telling you
why y'all
anything
always
ever again.
To beat somebody ass?
Because
that's so violent.
Because yeah. unfortunately, yeah, these days same. Girls go after the girl instead of the dude. Mm-hmm.
Shay, what you think?
Well, okay, so it just depends on the person.
Because you gotta talk. Yeah, talk to them. Like, don't talk like this. Talk like this.
It all depends on the person. I gotta know the person and their habits or how they carry their self or things before I tell them the stuff. Otherwise,
mm-hmm. your ass still fall.
Oh, otherwise,
there we go.
I'm yeah. not gonna say shit.
You're like, gonna keep it moving.
I'm gonna keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to get in nobody's business.
Bullshit. Okay.
Guess what? You'll find out. Because guess what? I know I go through phones, so you better find out. However you find out, but it won't be through me. I mean,
I ain't bringing enough wine for this conversation.
But listen. I have been in a situation where somebody that I know went with these on a pay for a an event and went to an event, and the dude wasn't clear on who booked it, and basically he had another bitch with him.
Hold on, wait.
He had another bitch with him, right?
So your friend paid for the venue?
Yeah, she paid for the venue, but I put her on with it, but he wasn't clear that I put her on with this. So, guess what? He wasn't clear because she never said, hey, Shay turned me on to this event. Okay. So, he had a people with him that wasn't the people that I know him through. Okay. And guess what? I told the persons like this. Uh-huh. You know, you take the information, you do what you want to do. And guess what she said?
For those of you not watching, she crossed her fingers like
she
said that
she said they tight. She said, thanks for telling me, Shay, but I ain't see that shit. Neither did you. It's none of our business. And I mean, they like this. Damn. Like past that. And that shit, I said, God damn, you a dog.
Hey, but if
I found out
that you did not 7 months with a god right raise down that motherfucker.
But it
road.
Was all a miscommunication because when the girl booked the venue, he gave her a discount. But when she said was it through Shay, he said something like Randy. So she just said yeah because she thought Randy was gonna give her a better deal. So. Mm-hmm. See? He had somebody else with him there that shouldn't have been there. But if she would have said, I got this through Shay, he would have known not to have that girl there.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Damn.
Carrie, how you feel about the situation?
I mean, I'm telling. I don't care. One of my friends' dudes is out. I'm going to say something. Like, if it's out in public or if we're, like, in a close proximity. What's up? How you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to give him the opportunity. I'm not going to make a big scene because I don't do scenes. But I'm going to speak. I'm going to say, hey, how you doing?
Oh, you want to see if it's a sister or a cousin or something?
No,
I'm with her on that. Because
I'm going to introduce myself and say, hey, let you know I've seen you. I'm going to give you the opportunity to say something. But even if you don't, I'm still coming to my friend. Hey, I seen your dude. He was with a girl. This is what she looked like. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If you know who she is, if you want to run it by him, but I spoke to him, so he know I seen him, because I don't give a fuck. Come back to me. Say something.
Yeah. So I've never been in this predicament before, but I always, like, have envisioned in my head exactly what I'm going to do, because I hate when I'm in a situation, and then I carry it a certain way, and then after I walk away from it, I'm like, damn, I should have said it.
This is what I should have done.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready for whenever this happens, so this is what I'm going to do.
You got
y'all,
your plan. Let's see your plan. Let's see your plan.
So, boom, if I'm out and about, right, and I see my girls... man cheating or whatever, first, I'm going to get some receipts.
Boom. Oh, facts. Yeah, facts. Yeah. Like, definitely. Hey, facts.
Snaps. I'm going to definitely take a picture right. before I speak, too. Okay.
So then I'm going up to the motherfucker. Hey, how you doing? Yep. What's your name? Right. Oh, it's nice to meet you. And I'm going to pull that motherfucker stop and listen. You got 48 motherfucking hours.
And her name
I'm
going
to let you be. No. I'm giving him a full 48 hours to be a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Slim, you tell her or I'm a teller.
Right.
And I got the receipts. Right. Play with me if you want to.
Right.
And I'm going to give him his 48 hours because it take. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It take a while to, you know what I'm saying? Build that shit up so that you can work that shit out. No.
Like
people fuck up.
I like that.
It ain't taking 48 hours to book that motherfucking date with that bitch.
But it don't matter. I've been there. I done cheated on him. Cheated before, so I know it especially getting caught, get your ass fucked up.
You wanted to be the 48 hours.
I wish somebody would have gave me 48 hours. Shit. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of respect of the cheat code. I just made that up. Ain't no damn cheat code. But I'm gonna give him 48 hours, and then within 48 hours, I'm gonna talk to my friend regardless. I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? If she's my friend, she probably gonna tell me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, such and such just told me. You know, he was doing X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to support her regardless. Like, that's my friend. I'm going to stand beside her. I don't care if they work it out. Damn!
I'm sorry.
I don't care if they work it out or if she break up, like, regardless. And then every time after that, it's going to be the same thing. Like, I'm never going to get to the point where, oh, you know, I'm never going to tell you anything ever again.
Yeah.
Now, I'm with Stacey though. If a friend, which I don't think I'll ever have to deal with because my friends are solid, but if a friend try to come at me sideways, like, oh, bitch, you just mad. Oh, you don't want to see us together. You just then that bitch is dead to me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But, I will say this. You don't think it ever happened to you because your friends are solid until it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No. I stand by what I said.
Hey, I'm telling you, some close friends of mine.
Let me tell you something.
They wasn't solid.
They weren't solid.
They wasn't solid.
Right. So, but you say that though.
But you think? But you thought they were
born into? I thought they were solid. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's just what it was.
You can't say that they not solid.
You don't know until that shit happens.
My friends. I know y'all solid.
Yeah.
That's just what
we got.
That,
like, how old was y'all? How old was y'all when that happened? Too?
No, I was saying, I feel like I'm on your side.
Still happening now at 39.
No.
Oh, well then.
Then you're not my friend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, it's certain shit that bitches can do.
Yeah.
And situations where you can read how the fuck they're going to carry some shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just didn't read the situation right.
And that's why I just look at them, hey, how you doing? And fucking keep the shit going at this point.
Man. Right. So
like, that's why.
That's what I was getting at. Like, you could have a friend. But then you have your friends.
Yeah. Right,
so none of my friends are going to act like that.
Yeah. Right.
But I can have like an outer circle of friends. You know the way our circles are.
Right.
We have our friends and then there's a couple outer layers. Mm-hmm. It's like the planet of Saturn.
Yeah.
You got outer rings of the friendship
damn,
level.
Damn, she threw in motherfucking the solar system right. into the conversation. This shit get deep. All right, so listen. Next shit. All right, y'all ready? It says, speaking on, you know, a bitch getting upset, that's supposed to be your friend and wanting to carry shit. How do you navigate beef and friendships? So this could either be, you know, you and your friend are going at it and y'all beefing, or maybe you being your monkey in the middle, you got two friends and this one talking shit about this one and this one talking shit about this one. Like, how do you navigate beef?
Okay. Well, I think that now we're grown now. So when you say when you say beef, there's no beef. We don't have beef. If you're my friend and we don't agree with something, you know, I think that we should just communicate about it. I mean, I don't think that it should be over the top unless you do some, you know, you steal from me, you do something to my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing that you can make me feel like I'm about to jump over, you know, to do all this other stuff unless you do some crazy stuff to make you, you know, do some crazy stuff. And I've been there, like, still as a grown adult, I've been there and I just did some stupid shit. But you know what I'm saying, I had to slow the hell down. Like, literally I had to slow down because that could have caused a lot of things, you know, my job, you know, a lot of things. I just was not rocking for that.
But that bitch wasn't your friend.
Yeah,
she wasn't my friend. And that, but my thing today is like, okay, now that y'all say that, when y'all say that type of thing in my head, and that was my friend.
At that point in time, she was your friend.
I never would have thought that she was not my friend.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Until this happened. Uh-huh. Now, and still to this day, I was her friend. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I can't say, oh, she was never my friend. Yes, that was my friend. And I can stand for that. But she couldn't. She can't.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's something that she got to deal with. Yeah. Those her demons. I'm good. You get what I'm saying? I'm happy as hell right now. So at the end of the day, girl, she got to keep moving. Keep moving.
So
that's it.
Well, when we talking about this, we talking about like us beefing with friends or like...
Either or, because like, prime example. So I have a really good friend. Love this girl to death. You know what I'm saying? And she had friends who, I don't want to say multiple friends, but she had this one or two friends who would go back to another friend talking shit about her, right? And then that friend would come and tell her, like, oh, yeah, such and such say woo, woo, woo. Such and such say woo, woo, woo. And then it really hurt her. So she'd come back to, you know, our circle and be like, yeah, such and such just said this. And I was like, ho. What did she say when Shorty was talking shit about you?
Right.
Yeah, because she should never been
this my thing. Mm-mm. If I fuck with you, I'm not letting nobody talk shit about you to me. Like, the moment you start trying to go off at the mama, like, ho, Slim. Watch your mouth.
I've watched you.
That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless what you saying to me right now, unless you can repeat it to that bitch, you might as well go ahead and stop. Because I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit there and let nobody dog none of my friends. I'm not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I was in one predicament where I felt like it was going down that way, same person. I was like, hope. I told her, I was like, I don't have nothing to do with this situation. Y'all need to have a conversation. I was like, shorty, right there inside your house. Why don't you walk in the house, pull her inside, have a motherfucking conversation. Right. I don't know why the fuck you out here talking to me about it. I don't have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I can honestly.
Do you think she did it, though? She ain't do that shit. Fake ass. That's some fake ass shit. And I can tell you right now, my friend don't deal with their asses no more. So, boop.
Bing bong. I've had where two friends have beef with each other, and I was in the middle, and it put me in a really, really bad situation. But, yeah. But with me being who I am, I didn't take neither side. I helped one out, and that I helped one out because one was putting the other one out. And when we got to my house, which where we were staying, we didn't talk about it. Like, it was not a subject because I don't want to get in the middle of it. Like, I have nothing to do with it. Don't put me in the middle of it.
Yeah,
it's just not going to happen. And then as far as me beefing with friends, my thing with that is loyalty means the world to me.
Yes.
Right.
And if you know Stacey, you know that. Mm-hmm. So once somebody, once something like that happens for me, and I'll come at you, say, so what's up? And then you give me this whole fake ass, I have no problem cutting nobody off.
Right.
I've like, this is my rule. Lie to everybody else, but tell me the truth, because I'm gonna go toe for toe with you against whoever the fuck we gotta go against. But as long as I know why we really fighting and you don't want nobody else to know, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lie to me, because then I'm gonna be looking at you like, like what?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I've lost like three, like one friend that like it kind of hurt me that it happened to. Excuse me. But other than that, everybody else, like, they just wasn't meant to be there. Like, me and the girl went through some shit, and I'm like, dog, my rule is you tell me the truth, and then we can go toe for toe with everybody else. I'm gonna fight with you to the end. Mm-hmm. I might even say I did the shit. Just you know, just because the way they gonna come at you, then I can come at
that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never, other than that, that's the only thing I've ever dealt with. And I felt like, if you can't be loyal to me, and like, So, yeah, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, and rest in peace to my friend today.
Yes.
Because, having a real friend, you know, a lot of people they don't treasure them. And she was a friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? If everybody know Missy, y'all knew that she was loyal. She was real. She had her flaws like all of us, but she was real. She was it. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all have those friends, y'all cherish them. Don't, you know, you talk to them. You know what I'm saying? If it's a problem, sometimes you're not going to agree with every damn thing.
Communicate,
stop being so petty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm tired of my friends being petty. Sometimes we do get petty.
Well, y'all can look at me and, I told you off the break. I'm petty for a reason.
Yep.
Because I'm so fucking loyal and like that's my
problem.
And
that's what I'm about to say.
That's
why,
my problem.
That's why she's
loyal.
Still my friend.
Because
that loyalty.
But
man, we've been here for how long, though? How long we been here?
For a long.
How long we been here, Shay? Because I've been Shay since we was
in.
Yeah, I used to do Shay hair for like hours, man.
Well, I'm the new friend.
But
a new friend to the group.
Yes, but she's still a friend. Like, hey, I can tell you that since she been with us, around us, y'all.
Right, she's a true friend. That's why when she just said her story, I've literally watched her like. No, not that.
Hey, and
my
I ain't
friend.
Playing.
Like, going in on it. And I'm like,
she goes off. Yeah.
Okay. And Erica feels that way. And then somebody swinged, and that's what we about to do. Like, okay, all right. I'm all for all shit. So, like, at the end, loyalty means the world
everything.
To you, too. So, like,
but you're right. But, like, at the end of the day, that loyalty piece is how you separate the snakes from the friends. Like,
exactly.
I lost a girl who I thought was my dog. Like, this was, like, back in college days. Like, she was mad because I didn't fight for her. Like, first of all, you know, anybody who know me, I'm with the motherfucking shits, right? So, that was kind of wild that she said that. But she put herself in a fucked up predicament, right? She started fucking with this nigga. Because she said the nigga broke up with this girl. And I said, I don't know, Slim. Like, they break up and get up, break up and make up, and break up and get up off and off all the time. I said, I would fuck that nigga if I was you. I'd leave that nigga alone. Shorty fucked him anyway. My hands inside. I knew of the girl. We have mutual friends, but I didn't know the girl like that. Like, I didn't have girl number. You know what I'm saying? Like, But so I pull up, and y'all remember when everybody used to go to a flea market and buy all the fake shit? Mm-hmm. I pull up. She want to go to a flea market. I'm like, why the fuck you want to go to a flea market out of Baltimore? I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll take you. I pull up. This nigga walk out with her. And I'm like, oh, shit. Now I'm a motherfucking conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? So he get in the car. She get in the car. We driving the motherfucking the flea market. His ex call his phone. This motherfucking tells the bitch where he's going and who he's with.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking at motherfucking what?
Right. Like,
so, of course, by the time we get back, it's all this shit. The girl calling her phone, cussing her out, and I'm just looking like, bitch, I told you don't fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that weekend we go to the club. Shorty there with all her motherfucking friends, huh? It was me and that bitch. Me and my friend. That was just me and her. It's two people.
That's when you gotta make that decision.
Listen, she came, the other junk, the girlfriend was there. She had like seven other bitches with her. We in the club partying. I'm watching my back though, because I'm ready for whatever, right? We get outside, it's a whole nother story. They get to arguing. I'm just standing there like, oh, shit. This shit about to go down. But then her friends, I know of them too. They come up to me. They was like, hey, Erica, for real, for real. We don't got nothing to do with that. We not going to jump shawty. We going, you know what I'm saying, walk away. Except for this one bitch. This one bitch was like, if such and such swing, I'm swinging, da-da-da-da. I was like, well, bitch, we going to be fighting, right? So I'm just trying to see if anything's going to go down. Is anybody going to swing? Nobody's swinging. They just arguing. And so I was like, man, this shit is stupid. Let's go. So I grabbed her. I was like, let's walk to the car. Ain't no point to be sitting in the middle of the street arguing. Right. You're not swinging. She's not swinging. Let's get the fuck. It's too much talking. Rapping, right? What you talking for? You fucked him. She fucked him. Y'all fucked the same nigga. It's over. Right. You know what I'm saying? So we walk into the car, and she still get, like, of course, you know, why you try to pull somebody, they try to get more butt.
Yeah.
So now she yelling and doing all this extra shit. I'm like, yeah, chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Because although the joint said they not going to jump you or us, it's still a possibility.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really about to try to, I look cute tonight. I ain't trying to get jumped. Let's go. So we get home. She called all of our like friends who didn't go talk about something. Oh yeah, woo woo woo. Erica was about to let me get jumped. Woo woo woo. Erica, what? Erica, and then Erica didn't cop please for me. Like, bitch, I ain't fuck that nigga.
Exactly.
I don't have nothing to do with that. I ain't get no dick for to get jumped.
Right, exactly.
Like, if you would have gave me a piece of the dick or something, I would have
got jumped.
I didn't want that shit. Ew. But again, I was like, but so we, like, literally, they was calling me, trying to confront me. Like, Erica, what's up with you? Like, young, you know that's not me.
Right.
You know, I don't give zero fucks. But I'm not about to blow the first blow. Like, this not my fight. Right. I will fight beside you, but
I'm not
it's on her. Y'all to initiate right. shit, right. whether it's you or her, because that's y'all nigga.
Right.
That's
not my nigga. She was the one that wasn't trying to fight because she was right. So,
in my book, that
we
wasn't.
Been, we
she
ain't
was
been
never,
cool since.
She was never really your friend.
I wouldn't want to be cool after
yeah,
that.
At all.
She was never really
she
your
knew
friend.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck that bitch.
She was never really.
Fuck that bitch to this day. So, listen.
Fuck that bitch.
So, the next topic is, why is it easier to forgive a man than it is to forgive your friend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that story. I just confirmed it. The dick.
That's why.
Is it? Oh,
it can
see,
be just
me,
more than dick.
For me,
more
I have higher
dick.
Expectations
right, so
for
first
my
all,
friends.
It ain't
I
never
too.
Happened to me.
I do too.
It's never happened to me, but I'm from what I'm just, you know, thinking, the dick.
See, no, it's not the dick for me. It's the expectation of my friends.
Right.
Like, I feel like if a friend did something to me to where, like, I was hurt or hurt me, like, eventually I'm going to forgive her because that's my friend. Mm. But at the same time, like, damn, like, it's going to hurt me in a way that a man can never could, I feel like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
too.
I feel like your expectations for your friends is, like, here. Mm-hmm. And then fucking with these niggas is down here.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So
I agree.
When a friend cuts you,
a dude to do some fuck shit. Most
right.
of us do. Now, we're not saying that they all do. Don't twist.
Yeah, we not bashing.
Don't twist
y'all.
My comment and say that I'm saying they ain't shit. But what I'm saying is what you would expect from your friend is yeah. way more loyalty and all that. Rather than from a relationship, because you already know what a relationship and a dude mm-hmm. or a girl in a relationship, Like, it's going to be some shit probably. You got more chances. So it's like, you expected more. So it's probably easier to forgive and try and move past and give them another chance. But with your friend, it's like, bitch, how the fuck could you do this to me? You know this. Mm-hmm. We did this together. Da, 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 da.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most of us have had our friends longer than any of our relationships.
Right. Hello.
Exactly. So that goes way deeper.
Right.
So if you backstab me, that's
But when you say backstab, you got to figure out, like, it's not just
I mean, it depends. About I'm
sex,
saying, like,
you know what I'm saying, and dealing with man. Like, it's a lot of situations where I've been backstabbed, I feel like, that I don't have friends no more that was my friend. And I looked at them as a real friend, but they just, I think that they just can't be friends. You get what I'm saying? With people. You get what I'm saying?
So you're talking about the reciprocity of being a friend.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You're a friend, you're a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go through things. You're not going to, like, it's like a relationship. It's like a friendship. Everything is the same damn thing. It's just how you know, how you want to deal with that. But, no, friends is friends. But if you saying that you don't fuck with me no more because of some petty ass shit.
I'm not going to say I don't fuck with you. Because if you a friend, we're going to get past it.
Yeah, but what if you don't? What if that person don't want to get past it?
It just depends on the level of what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's some petty shit, we're going to talk it out. Whatever, we're going to rap. Whatever happens. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, when we're saying forgiveness, I just feel like it was something serious that went down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, something that you really fucked up my trust in you. Yeah. So if you fuck up my trust in me and you as my friend for 10, 15, 20 years, I'm really fucked up. Like, damn, I really trusted you. I trust y'all more than any man that I've ever trusted. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm saying, like, that's where it would be harder for me to get over.
Right. Because
I have way more trust in you.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, like, Have I ever forgave a man and not forgave my friend?
Right.
But even my, like people say to me, I'm petty. I will, like, it'll be a couple of years. It's not going to be immediate, but I will forgive you, but I will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who've blamed me for stuff that was, like, serious shit that I could have went to jail for. I have friends who stole from me that I know they stole from me. And to this day, I talk to them and I forgive them, but I'll never forget. So,
bitch, when you stole some.
Yes, bitch. Look, me too. I'm over here like, wait a minute.
We want to tell them after the show.
Right. So, wait, like, till this motherfucker so go like, off. We need a conversation.
It's like one of those situations that. So, like, if you, Erica, come to me and say, you know, such and such did this, I'm going to look at you and say, well, it's possible. Like, I'm never going to put it past them, but I will forgive you. Now, I've never had anybody that I've ever dealt with, like, as man-wise, do me wrong that I, like, they don't deserve for me ever to talk to them. And that's just my life. But, you know, my dating situation is way different from other people's.
Yeah.
I do have a
I do have a question real quick. Not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But, like, the first topic when we talk about if you caught your friend cheating, would you tell?
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation. And do you think it's different for male friendships?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Their whole code is fucking different.
They different.
They code.
They are different.
They're
they built different.
They are different.
Their codes is way different.
I can't even get into that.
Because like half the time they didn't probably try to talk to the damn girl any damn way.
Girl. I mean,
and I hang with a lot of dudes and I've watched this shit happen.
Talk to each other's baby lovers.
They still talking? Do you know if they still talking? And I'm just like, I mean, they not talking right now. well, can you slide me in? I can't slide you in, but you know, she has Facebook and Instagram, so you know
what
you can do what you want to do. Oh, that's a bet. That's what I get back. That's
men are
a bet.
Terrible.
Men are 100 times worse than what a female would do.
Okay. And I'm just speaking on experience, right?
And this is speaking from a girl who hangs with a lot of dudes or knows a lot of dudes, and that's just what they do. Yeah.
Do they have, like, so I was always under the impression that, like, dudes have friends and then they got their mans, like, they brothers. Is there a difference? Like, I feel like,
I mean, they feel like, but you know what it is.
It's supposed to be a difference, but from what I've seen, it's not.
Oh.
You know, and then I will also say, because I've been around a couple of different types of men.
Yeah. Okay. Right, that's what I'm gonna say. So like I have across the board.
Like, so someone told me, I have my fellas, I have my crew, and I have my mans.
Okay.
So my mans, I'll go have a shootout with these niggas. Hey, and we're going to get back in the car, and we're going to go home, and nobody's going to say nothing. I know we're never going to go to jail for this, blah, blah, blah. Then you have your crew where all you do is party with, and you do this with. Okay. And then you have the other set that just, whatever the fuck goes, just goes. And I'm like, looking at him like, what that mean? If I want to fuck your bitch, I'm going to fuck your bitch. And if you ask me, I might tell you, I might lie.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, how does that work out? We all just fucking each other's girls. Okay. That's all I can say to him. I looked at him and said, are you serious? He said, I'm dead ass. And that's just how I go. And then I know another set where everybody's fucking the same girl, but nobody's talking about it, but they know that they are. Did that make sense?
Yeah, I follow.
Why are you doing that? Okay. Like, why are you doing that? That's nasty. Mm. That's just, they're not friends. So I think with girls, we're friends. Like, where it's like genuine friendship.
Right.
Either a friend or you're an associate.
Right. I think I think with men, and this is just my opinion, they have one good man or two good men.
One or two, and that's it.
That no matter what, they're not going to cross them boundaries, but everybody else is free game.
Yeah.
That's what I truly think.
That's definitely true.
Wow.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
I can't speak for all men or all men.
And I'm not a man, so, you know.
Right, hey, listen, next week, though, we're going to have to circle back when we have our special guest.
We got the men in the studio.
See if they can confirm.
Hey.
Because this is like, y'all might be on to something. All right, so listen.
They be wildin'.
So, how do you measure friendships? Do you base it on longevity? Like, who you been was with the sandbox, or what is a shoot in the gym, what got it out the mud with, or is it based on strictly loyalty?
I say loyalty, and I say that because I have friends from the sandbox. I also have college friends that I met. I have friends that I just met outside the club, and like it just depends. Like, everybody is different. I guess it's about the connection with the person and what we have in common and stuff. So I just base it off of loyalty, because you just, I can't say that this person is better just because I've known them the longest, you know?
Right.
It's off the connection that I have with that person.
Yeah. Because I connect with a lot of females, y'all. I like everybody. I'm like, that's my friend.
Fucking friendly.
That's my friend. And everybody, all my friends be like,
that's
oh,
not
for
your
real?
Friend. No, like
it'd be these two, though.
Because like, you're too fucking friendly.
Like, who is she? And it's Stacy, and who is she? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, y'all, that's just my friend. I know her because X, Y, Z, but I do
Kanisha
a lot of...
call everybody friends.
Y'all.
She'll meet them yesterday.
And that's
today
my
they
friend.
Fucking her friend.
Yeah, that's how I met Kanisha, right. Like, personally,
my
on
friend.
A personal level.
I like people, though. But
she
be
friends
with
the bitch I was beefing
no,
with.
Really. I like people, and I always talk to
and
people.
And then she was trying to make us talk, like... Y'all should talk. And then I'm like, man,
yeah,
fuck
I
that bitch.
I just always like the people, y'all.
I think with me, because, like, so growing up on the highway and then moving to Woodbridge, I have day ones from the highway. I have day ones from Woodbridge. And that sounds kind of weird because, you know, not really a day one. But my longest friend would be Robinette.
Yep.
I would go to war. We went to war. I went to jail for her. She's went to jail for me. Right?
Exactly.
No matter what. Somebody say Robinette says, I'm going to look at you and say, some get the fuck out of my face. Like, oh, yeah. I'm not even going to question that.
Right.
But then I also have friends from the highway that just because I don't talk to them every day, just because I don't see them every day, I still feel like they my day ones. And they know that love there. They know the Lord. I know the loyalty there. I've never had to question them. Mm-hmm. So right. Then I have friends in between that I've met that I feel like, they are right.
Not
like they are right. And then like it also depends on the tribulations that you went through and like the situations
the trials
that,
and tribulations.
That you went through with people. So I can say like
how they proven themselves.
Like I've known Curry for what 20 years. Like 20 years now?
Definitely more than 20.
No.
It's been like 20.
Really? It's only been like, and you would think.
2002?
I don't even, it's think later than that, because I graduated in 01.
Y'all didn't know each other in high school?
No. See how you questioning that?
No, I've known Kenesha.
So, like, I've known Shay.
Right.
Now, I've known Shay since I graduated in 01. I'll say 99.
You graduated in 01?
Yeah. I've known Shay since 99. And I tell people all the
time.
Wait,
when did you graduate?
I tell people all the time that, like, Shay is my baby mama, and she does no wrong in my book. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I call Shay right now and say, Shay, I need you to make this move with me, she's going to ask the good questions. She's going to say, okay, well, we're going to do this, and this. Uh-huh. Bam. I know that. She's called me and said, come ride with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know that if something happened, we going to have our story together. We going to have whatever.
Talk about that story on the way.
Exactly. Like, we going to have the plan. I feel like she's a loyal friend. But then you have friends that a nigga come in and, and I'm looking, she's like, Shawty, like, what's good? They get wrapped up in that relationship. What's good?
Oh, my gosh. That takes us to our next topic. Look at you. I love how y'all just be like, the transitions just be effortless, yo. I cannot. That's why I fuck with y'all. All right, listen. So listen, the topic says, have you ever had a friend that will leave a girl's date, outing, or gathering for a dick appointment?
All the time. I am. I'm going to leave you. And guess what? And guess what? I mean, if it's all of us, how many is it? It's five of us right here. Six? Five. It's enough. Bye.
y'all can still enjoy yourself.
But are you leaving me, boo?
I'm leaving you. You got them. But if it's me and you, I'ma stay. I'ma stay and I'ma be ready to go. and she gonna know that I'm ready to go.
Hey, you know what? True story. We was out and Shay look at you and she be like, man, she'll show you her phone.
Bruh,
this is bullshit. Nikki is on live trying to say that that's me, but bitch, that's you.
that's you all day, Nikki. Done that to me.
Oh, I gotta go to the house.
Shay's whole atmosphere just changed.
And y'all know I'm the party starter. When I'm ready to go,
when she ready to go, her whole mood changed like clouds.
Yeah,
and it's done and
ready to go.
Shay, what's wrong, man? I'm trying to get home. I gotta go, and I'm like, Shay, but I'm trying to go.
Right,
and I just look at her. Bye, bitch. Like, just bye. Just go. If we're in separate cars, just go ahead and go, dog. Just go ahead and go. I'm not mad at you. But you know what it is? Again, we've been friends for that long that you know what to expect from each friend.
But I'm not going to leave you. I mean, if it's just me and her, then I'm going to stick it out.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm going to stick it out.
I feel like that's what I was going to do. Like, I always have it lined up to where I go to the kickback, or I go to the fight party, or I go out to club, and I make sure that my dick appointment knows that when we're done, I'm going to hit you up.
Right.
Make sure you keep that dick up. But I'm going to call you when we're done.
I'm going to sleep.
We might go to brunch. We might be out for a couple of hours, but I need you to answer the phone when I leave my girls. I don't think I've ever ran out in the middle of a function. The dick is calling. I gotta go.
When I tell y'all she's hit that on the one, she will look at you and say, y'all not ready yet? Shay, just tell me what you got going on. She'll just look at her phone. Y'all not hungry? Just tell me what's going on. So she definitely
Nikki lying like shit. Nikki left a motherfucking podcast meeting.
Right.
Early.
Yeah.
Because she had dick lined up. Yep. So Nikki. Yep. It was just this week. Was it this week or last week? It was
one of these weeks. She dropped off of the Zoom to have sex.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
I've never done it. I probably, you know what? I've never been in that predicament, but depending on who it is, I might hit you with the Shay. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Depending on who it is. All right, I'm gone. I'm out.
Do y'all feel some type of way when it's done?
It depends on who the person is and what the situation is.
Yeah, it just depends on what's going on.
And the dude, too. If I fuck with the dude, if you got all good things to say about that dude, then I'm like, yeah,
if
go ahead.
If it's the dude that you've been talking shit about and you got us not liking him.
See, right. I'm like, bitch.
Fuck him.
No.
fuck him.
No, I'm not leaving for nobody. I'm gonna talk shit about him. Right. Y'all ain't gonna talk shit about me.
But are these me right here trying to hold on to the motherfucker like I'm gonna stay until everybody go.
Right.
They know they gonna cuss his ass.
All right, all right. So last topic of the evening before we gotta wrap it up. Dating guys your friend dated. Is this a violation? Is it against the girl code, quote unquote? Or is it allowed?
Are we talking just dating, relationship, or sex? Because there's different levels.
Yes.
People out here dating without fucking?
I have fucked somebody that I know fuck. And right. I've also told a friend to fuck him.
And yeah,
I've done it too. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't like this nigga. Listen, but he will match up very well with you. The dick exactly. was good.
Yes.
Oh my god.
No, I've done that shit. I've done that several times. Yeah. Like, yes. I fuck with a nigga and I'm like, okay, the dick was bomb, but we're not vibing.
But I know
we're not on the same level. But I got a friend for you, dog. And I done pinned on several friends.
Yeah.
And I'll tell my friend, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I fucked that nigga. The dick was good. The dick was this big, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you should holler at that nigga.
Yeah.
Wait, I just want to clarify that I'm understanding this right. So you was with somebody.
Dog, I would hook somebody up with my baby father. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Okay,
once I fuck with a nigga and I'm done, I don't. There's no feelings. I don't harbor. I don't hold on to. Oh yeah, I used to fuck with that nigga. You can't talk to him.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
No limits.
One woman's trash is another woman's treasure. Real life, and the world's small. It's 6 degrees of separation between everybody. You know what I'm saying?
So
I don't give a fuck.
I'm like over here, like so. You're gonna give your dude to someone else?
Yeah,
I have.
Even if it was a dude that you was deeply in love with.
Yep.
And you fucked up the relationship.
Hey.
And now y'all not together. You still
if we're no longer together, it's over. Like, that's history. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if I come across a friend of mine, I'm like, damn, yo. Y'all would be the perfect match. I'm going to put you on, bro.
I want y'all to know.
Because I want everybody to win.
I want you to know this. Y'all are bigger women than me.
Well, thank you.
If it was somebody that I was in love with that I fucked it up and it's because of me we're not together.
I've never been that predicament either.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in a predicament where I'm like, damn.
I can't do that. But my rule is if you want
to
talk
to somebody want to talk to my baby father? Anybody single daddy?
Like I will give a dude to my friend and like no not hate or nothing, but I just can't do it. I can't do it the way y'all did it. Like the way y'all are willing to do it.
You just said
no, but my way is different. Like you're
saying, if she had actual feelings and emotions, and they were in the actual relationship, like, even though it's over, she can't pass him on.
Like so, and I feel in my world,
like if it was an actual boyfriend, I couldn't do it.
Right, like, and I feel like your ever,
thought, like ever for years,
like right now, you tell me, Stacey,
my daughter is 9.
You and my baby father,
we ain't been together since she was 1.
You tell me, you
8 years.
You tell me, you and my baby father will be fucking superb together. I think like y'all would go. Far,
yes.
I would look at you and say, Erica, get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
No, I'll be like, boo, you would be the perfect stepmommy.
But I'm trying to tell you.
Give this nigga some pussy so he...
I just would look at you and say, Erica, get the fuck out of my face. Like, stop fucking playing with me. Like, I feel like...
And low-key, you let that nigga fuck.
I just feel like that's just too much.
No, because like literally the day we broke up, like, I know a lot of people, a lot of baby mothers, baby fathers get bad rep because it's like, oh, you will never leave your baby mother or baby father alone. Like, literally, the day we broke up was it. Like, there was no running it back. There was no, time for the one time. Like, we never did that shit. We never dabbled because I never wanted there to be any mixed signals or confusion. Like, we're not together. We co-parenting.
Yes.
I'm the one who severed the relationship. So I knew I was done when I was done. You know what I'm saying? But he's still a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just wasn't good for me. And that's what I think in a lot of my relationships when I broke up with people, even if I had feelings for them, even if I loved them, like, the relationship didn't work out because we weren't aligned.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And when you come to the realization and do the reflection process and the healing after you break up and you understand that,
yes,
all that other shit, who they fuck with next, whether it's your friend or some stranger, doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't.
Oh,
I mean,
because right now at the
y'all
end,
bigger than me.
Now. Like
I'm still giving you
person,
bigger.
You're gonna be into him. You, and nah. That's the, you know what like, it is? If you're not into him, then you still with him. You're trying to be into him still, and no. That's when you start messing up your life. I feel like now.
No, because I look at it like I wouldn't do something like that because I don't see me doing something like that to them. So for instance, like I couldn't put somebody on with you that I used to actually be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Like. But I have.
We have.
We have passed on sexual passed partners. On.
Yes,
like
we have. Take them. Throw them. Throw them in the
now
bag.
You have them back.
You take them back. No.
I mean.
You get what I'm saying? But it's
A. But in a relationship, it's a whole different thing. Yeah. Like, I couldn't see that. But the same way, like, I couldn't see myself in a relationship with somebody who's friends with somebody, like, one of my actual exes.
I think that's the that's typical weird. Response. Like, a whole girl beefed with me for years because she thought I was trying to highlight her baby father the whole time. He was trying to get at me, and I did not like that nigga because I was fucking his friend anyway. So, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was her baby father, and she was in a relationship with him. But I wasn't interested, but Shawty was mad. So I get that's the typical response. You know what I'm saying? The typical response is to be upset.
But once you done had
somebody, you feel like they off limits to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Especially with feelings and being in a relationship and being
in love.
I don't
feel like it'd be off limits, but I just feel like it would just be too weird.
It depends on the depth of the friendship too.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like an actual boyfriend. I'm not just talking about somebody.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm talking about an actual relationship. Yeah, actual emotions and romance.
Actual relationships. I'm never
I got
based
in the face over that shit. Like, and I'm like, Shawty, I don't even want that motherfucker.
Like, I'm not doing. But like,
ew, he wasn't even my type.
And now he's trying to talk to me.
Ew.
Depending on if I like him or not, I might do it. Depending on who the girl is. Like, so if Curry was fucking him and he tried to fuck me, I'm not doing it.
I wouldn't care.
I don't care. I'm still not doing it.
Oh, okay.
Because you won't. So here's what you won't do.
I don't want
to. You won't be able to sit around and compare my shit and carry shit together. I fuck both of them. Her
but we would be having that same conversation. Exactly. So
fuck
him.
Exactly.
So
fuck like,
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Talk about the curve.
When
talk about
joint
the curve.
That thing.
I don't
know. You remember the way he put that down to the side?
No, I can't do it.
Did he grab your motherfucking head? Did he put the motherfucking one leg on the motherfucking
y'all are stupid. I just can't do it. I've done it once. I did do it once, but the rule was you can never go back to her. And I know that sounds funny.
Yes. So he fucked you first.
No, he
then
fucked,
he fucked his friend.
No, he fucked my friend first.
Oh. And then he fucked you.
Yes.
And you was like, you can't.
And your stipulation
you
to him was, you can't have her again?
Once you go back to her, you're never coming back to me.
So, oh, no, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
so,
like
if you go back to her again, I'll never fuck you again.
Okay. It's a
why?
For
what's
me.
The difference?
Yeah, I'm
trying. I don't think I've actively fucked.
She was first,
right?
I kind of agree, but no, I see what she's saying.
I don't want
to. She basically saying we're not. Me and my friend about to not be fucking you at the
same
time.
I get the same time stuff, but this is like, I mean, all right. To be realistic, right? That's what I'm saying. To be realistic, we've known a lot of the same circles for like 15 years, and sometimes. It's a little pity pat.
Right. I can honestly say I've never pity patted, but that one time.
Right. But what I'm saying is, so say he went back, he smashed her off at the club, after the club or whatever. He smashed her a year later, right? You see him 3 years later and you fuck. You going to be mad because you found out
he fucked her three years ago? We're dealing.
But that was back and forth. That's what I'm getting at.
Right. But I'm never fucking him again. If he pity pat.
No, no.
If he pity patted,
if he pity patted, and I know about it, I'm good on it.
No more.
All right, y'all, we about to pity patty yet. I didn't ask y'all. So listen, yo, this was a fun conversation. I ain't gonna lie, this probably was my favorite episode. Like, this was cute. Thank y'all for tuning in every week. Coming
rest
back,
in peace, Missy.
You know, supporting us. Yes, rest in peace, Mary. Rest in peace to Cabri. Rest in peace, MJ. Rest in peace, Mr. Tom. Like, it's so many. Man, January been trash, y'all.
Yes.
But like, thank y'all. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week for our special guest, the dudes. The dudes edition of Not the Girls Next Door. All right. Check us out next week, y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Perfect.